Amar Ravin Bar of Ada, Amar Yitzchak, Menayin Shekhodesh Baruch Hu Matzli Bebeis HaKnesses. How do you know? Where's your pasuk that shows you that Hashem is present in the Beis HaKnesses? Shneimar, the pasuk says, Elohim Nitzav Ba'adas Kel, which means God stands in the congregation of God, literally. And the point is that you have an Eda, where the congregation congregates, that's where you'll find Hashem, so that's the pasuk that's supported. Menayin, and more on the topic of that, even if you have got a whole shul, Menayin Lasarshim is Palin, even if you have no shul, but you have 10 guys dominating in a field or in the house or wherever it is, if there are 10 of them, Shekhinah Iman, that the Shekhinah still comes to them. I don't have a Hasbro, I just will point out to Ha'ara, I don't know if it's significant. But before we had Kaddish Baruch Hu, which is like, I don't know what words to use, but. And now you have Shekhinah. Okay, which are like, I can't say anything with that doesn't sound not right, but those are two separate concepts in a way. So anyways, I'll just note it for next time through Shas, where you look and you see, I don't know if that's significant. Kaddish Baruch Hu was coming around before, and now it's Shekhinah, which is something else. Okay, fine. So anyways, Menayin Lasar Shem Espalim, when 10 people daven Shekhinah Iman, that the Shekhinah is with them, Shneimar, as the Pasuk says, Elohim Nitzav Ba'adas Kel, same Pasuk. But Hashem stands in the congregation of Hashem. But here we're darshing the word adas. An aid, or an eda, which means like a congregation, is established to be 10 people. It's actually, that's learned out, not spoken out here, Marsha speaks it out, spoken out elsewhere, and the halachas of Minyan come from this, that when Hashem is referring to the Meraglim, so there were 12 Meraglim, but 2 of them are good guys, and 10 of them are bad guys, and Hashem refers to them as an Eda. He says, Ad Maslai La Eda Hara Azu, like how long will I have to deal with this nasty Eda? And there are 10 of them. So the point is, you see that Eda 10. That becomes actually the Makor for Midian. Not for now. That's much of what we'll speak out. The Menayin, so we had in the Shul, now we have even 10 with no Shul. Menayin Lashlosha Shayosh and Medin. They have 3 that are sitting judges and they're donning it in. They're acting as Dayanim. Shechin Iman, that the Shechin is with them. So the pasuk says, "Bekerav Elohim Yishpot," which means in the midst of Elohim. Here means like judges. Elohim means the source of power. Usually it refers to Hashem being the source of ultimate power, but often it means to non, like just the false things, or you see that the pasuk refers to sometimes a base thing as a Elohim. It even refers, if you look in Shmos, it says that Aaron will be the Navi and Moshe will be his Elohim. So you can see the source of power. Anyways, so point here is amongst the Elohim, the judges, Yishpot, he will judge. That means Hashem. So say Hashem's doing the judging, Hashem's involved there. So he's present. The Shekhinah is present. Umenayin, forget 3, Lishnayim, even 2 Shayoshim, if 2 guys are sitting, Va'oskim B'Torah and sitting learning Torah, Sheshchinah Imayim, that the Shekhinah is with them. Shneimar, the Pasuk says, Az Nidbaru Yirei Hashem. And now those who fear Hashem will speak. Ish El Rehu, man to his friend, B'yakshev Hashem, and you see Hashem is makshiv, the same word as we had the previous Amud with the same double entendre, that being makshiv, hakshiv means both to like wait around and also to pay attention to. So the Pashup Shad is like the Hashem pays attention to, but the point here where Darsh the Drush is that Hashem is makshiv, like he's hanging out with them, so to speak, he's waiting with them. So you got even 2 people. So now, what about 1? And Menayin, now, side point. In my Gemara, I actually have brackets. We're going to take a detour for a second, right? Totally off topic for a second. The pasuk, in fact, pause. We're going to go back to it. I'm just going to go back to it. Mamash, that's how it's a side point. So just go down 1, 2, 3 lines, finish the thought of the Gemara. Go down 3 lines, and the first one of the lines is Umenayim, that's the next thought. Umenayim Shefilu Echad, even 1 person, Shiyoshim Osek B'Torah, who's sitting and learning Torah, Sheshchina Imo, that the Shechina is with them, Shenemar, the Pasuk says, Bechol HaMakom, every place, Asher Azkir Eshmi, that I cause my name to be mentioned, the strange thing, I'm doing it, Hashem, Avo Lecha Uverchticha, and I'll come and bless you. So the Nefesh HaChaim points out, like it should be Tazkir, So like that you mention my name. So it's Azkir, I called me to mention that the Mishnah explained out that Hashem is like Meshutef with you in saying the words and learning. So there Hashem is Meshutef, and therefore like Hashem is present even when you learn by yourself. So that's the story. Now going back to the parentheses, which is the side points, we brought the pasuk of Az Nidru. So the whole pasuk, I'm reading to you now, the whole pasuk reads, the long pasuk from Malachi, it says, Al Nidru Yirei Hashem, Yishal Re'ehu, and then we'll speak to Yosef Yir Hashem, man to his friend, V'yakshiv Hashem, and Hashem will pay attention. And the pasuk continues, V'yishma, and he will listen, V'yikasev, and he will write down, say, for Zicharon, the fun of, in like the book of memory before him, Yirei Hashem, for those who fear Hashem, U'lechoshvei Shemo, and those who, like, I don't know what, consider his name. I can't translate it better than that. L'chosh v'shmo, those who contemplate his name, let's say. So, since the pasuk we brought in Malachi had that P.S. in there, this L'chosh v'shmo, the Gemara makes a total non sequitur and says, well, like, what is that supposed to mean? Like, so it's not relevant to the Shach V'tara, but it speaks that now. Umay, what does it mean, U'lechosh v'shmo? What does that mean, those who think of Hashem? So now the drush here, this is a famous drush, it's got the old triple underline of my Gemara, it's a famous member of Chazal. Ravashi said, Chashim Adam Lasos Mitzah, they're learning from Chosh Veshmo somehow, this is a mamish, like, as far as I understand it, it's a major stretch in the words, but we're learning Chosh Veshmo, meaning people who are Choshev, who are thinking to do things, maybe Lishom, Lishmo, for the sake of him, I don't know, but you're having a Machshava to do a good thing. Ravashi said, Chashim Adam Lasos Mitzvah, if a person has an intention to do a mitzvah, V'ne'enas, but he is circumstance. Onus means beyond your control. When you're an onus, it means your whatever you did wasn't an expression of your will, was an expression of an outside will. That's why, like, ma'anis is like a rapist. But even like an onus means, like, I didn't do that. Like, someone else did it. Something else did it. What I did was not my volition, some other volition that was forced upon me. So, but the point is, I wanted to do a mitzvah, but I couldn't, because, like, for circumstances literally beyond my control. Therefore, below asa, I couldn't do it. Ma'ala alava kasav, like up in heaven, they make it down in the book of memories, ki'ilu asa, as if he did it. Famous, that's the whole Chazal. The very, like, famous, important idea. And when a Jew intends to do good, even if his intentions are thwarted for whatever reason, like, okay, but Hashem gives you the credit like you did it. Fascinating, right? Ki'ilu. How much of a ki'ilu, that's a question. Like, what is ki'ilu means as if. Like, how much as if. Anyways, but that's that. Now, that's the Gemara. The first part. Now, the second part is going to now wonder the same question again and again and again, which is, once you have a proof that Hashem is with one person, why do you have plus this is with two? And when you have two, why do you have three? Why do you have three? Why do you have, ten? That's the Shach V'tara here. So it says, U'manayin, sorry, V'chi. Therefore, the first one is V'chi. V'chi, and since, V'chi ma'achar, and now that, and since you've established, Da'fil Chad, that even one person Hashem, the Shekhinah is with him, Trey mi boy, is there any reason I need to learn two also? What's the chiddush in saying two? It asks that two is a step up from one. What do two have and one don't? So it says, Trey michtavan bilayhu v'sefer zichronos. Their words are written down in like the book of memories, book of recollections, whatever that means. Chad lo michtavan milay v'sefer zichronos. But when one person learns by himself, that learning isn't written down in the book of memories. Now, first of all, let me show you an interesting Tosfos here. Just the Tosfos says, Tosfos is bothered by the fact that everyone knows the beginning of Pirkei Avos. It says that everything that you do is written in a book. That's bothering him. So Rashi says, look at Tosfos Chad, the third Tosfos on the Amud near the top there. It says Chad, if you have one person, lo mechtavin milei b'sefer zichronos, his, you know, it's not written down in the book of memories. Kolomar, that is to say, imacherim, like his. It's not like a public writing, you know, not in the museum up in Shemaim that everyone has access to. Although the Sefer Levado, like his private book, and like, you know, his personal, you know, record, his report caught up in heaven, Nechtavin, certainly it's written. Kedamrinan, as we know from Pirkei Avos, V'chol Ma'aseicha B'Sefer Nechtavin. Everything you do is written down in a book. You're coming to face your destiny sooner or later. Right? So, and then Kol Shekein Mida Tova. So, what does that mean? So, Tosfos says, if it says Ma'aseicha, if you're what you do is written, Kol Shekein, what you learn is written down. Okay, so that's the Tosfos.
Gemara
Kolomer imachayim. It's like it's written in the, with everyone else, like the collective book, the public access book. Yes, there's a collective. I don't know, two books. There's a collective book or like a public record, so to speak, that everyone has access to, so to speak. And then everyone's private record. You know, I can't like speak out. What it means, I don't actually really know. That Rav Tzadik of Lublin has a very interesting idea, which I'm not sure how to develop fully, but he explains his ideas like this, that Hashem's Sefer Zikaron, the Book of Memories, is the collective human memory. And therefore, the that's what Hashem's memory book, well, he doesn't have a book, he doesn't have a hand. So the point is that like what people remember, that's like Hashem's Book of Memories. And therefore, he says when people learn together, it's memorable. They remember that what they did together. Therefore, it's like imprinted on their memory, and therefore it's Hashem's memory banks forever, so to speak. Like Hashem has that as a record book. Whereas you learn by yourself, like, you know, you don't remember the episode of learning, and therefore it's like lost. Fascinating. Okay, fine. Now, we've established Hashem, it comes with two, and that's even written down. So then, if you got two, we say, V'chi ma'achar filu trei. Once you establish that even with two, that Hashem's there, t'la sami boy. Is there any reason in saying three? What's a chiddush three? So, ma'od etema, what might you think? Dina, when judges sit and do a din Torah, shalma ba'alma, they're just making peace. That's not a din of Torah, and Hashem's not present. Therefore, you hear, right? Below Asya Shechina, Hashem doesn't come. Kamash Malan, the Dina Nami Hainu Torah. That a din Torah actually has the same din as Torah. They learn from here that, actually, if you're sitting in a din Torah as a dayan, you have to say Birchas Torah first. La Halacha. It's like that's a mice of Talmud Torah also. So here the Havamin would be, it's nothing, it's just Shalom, Amish, Lech, and Peace. Kamash Malan, that it's also got a din of Torah. Interesting aside, I think a very important aside, but interesting, it isn't only an aside. You see from this Gemara how the Torah's view of the purpose of justice, not Hashem's ultimate justice, but justice in terms of the court system down here. I had an interesting experience. During the summer, a few students from Oxford, like supposedly smart kids, who were majors in what they call PP&E, which is like a philosophy, politics, and economics. Like this, and I asked them, I took them around here. So I asked them, like, what's the purpose of justice? Their justice is a value, but like, what's important about it? They obviously ruled out the possibility of something like being ultimate value. So like, what's absolute value? So what's the point of justice? Marge didn't have an answer. You know, they didn't even thought of that before. What's justice for? And as you see from here, the Gemara is clear that justice is for the sake of down here, where we're effecting justice through court system. So it's to promote peace, which really means then that peace, shalom, is a higher value than justice, which is certainly true in Jewish law. And putting the question now, like now I've given the answer, but putting the question ahead of them, it's a fascinating moral conundrum, ethical conundrum people could ask, which is, if Torah is absolutely true, and like the Torah tells you what to do, so if you have a dispute, what's the right thing to do? What's better? Should you take it to din Torah, whatever the judge says you should do, and like you fulfill the Torah? Or should you come to compromise and not go to din Torah? Like, what's better? What's the right thing to do? So people might think, like, the Torah is there for a reason, that's what the Torah is for, so nothing could be better than just resolving our problem, I'll pee the Torah. And we'll bring to Zion, they'll tell us what the Torah says to do, and we'll do it. That's the ultimate good thing. It's not true. Hashem prefers Sanhedrin, we'll get there one day, but Hashem prefers Pshara, that's preferable. Pshara is preferable to Din. In other words, Hashem would much rather have, so to speak, not the letter of the law followed out, but people walk away happy that the letter of the law being carried out and the technicalities of jurisprudence carried out, and that the Torah says, meanwhile, one person walked away bitter because he feels he got, you know, justice wasn't served. He feels he's now got a bad neighbor. The Torah wants justice, but it wants shalom as like a higher value. As a shalom and emes are the two Torah's highest values, but anyways, more of that another time. The point is that's the point of justice for shalom. So now you got three. So now, once you have three, what do you need to have ten for? We say, V'chi ma'achad afil of klasa, now you've established there are three, asara mi boy, what do you have to tell me that Hashem's there when ten are there? Asara kadma shechina ba'asya, when you have ten people there, the shechina comes ahead of time, and you know, it comes and waits for them. Talasa adi yasvi, the shechina doesn't come until the three guys sit down. So, the mile of ten is that Hashem's like, he comes, you know, when the minute's called 4 o'clock, Hashem shows up at 4 o'clock to be there. like whatever that means. That's what it means. There's an interesting point to bring out here, which is that the Havamina must be that it's davar pashut, that if you have Torah learning, that tefillah has an equal footing with it. Otherwise, we wouldn't have the question. You might have the Havamina, for Torah, Hashem comes, but for tefillah, without tent, it's not as important. It's not the Shabbat of the Gemara. It's taken as a davar pashut that ten and tefillah should be the same as pre-learning. I don't want to make the point is, that's not the question that we're asked. The question is saying, it would have said, you would have known tefillah is different. That's what, no, you see, Hashem is, and tefillah and Talmud Torah are at least on equal footing in terms of the Shekhinah coming, at least on equal footing. Maybe, if anything, tefillah is more bringing Shekhinah down than Talmud Torah, perhaps. And therefore, you have to give a different answer. I'm speaking it out. It's like a siyuah, so we said in this Rabbeinu Yonah before about the Ikra Voda is for tefillah. Like, you see, tefillah is a bigger deal, and again, that people often tend to realize, even on the scale against Talmud Torah. And yes, I'm aware there's a Gemara in Shabbos of Yud that says, like, why are you abandoning Chai Olam for Chai Isha? Whatever the answer is, if you know what I'm talking about, whatever the answer is. Like, there's a kasha, but disciple. Okay, but this is the important point. Fine. Now we've got that Hashem comes, when it's 10, he comes first. Now, that's the end of that.